I want to share a scripture with you that the Lord gave me early on in my affliction. And it was the scripture that says, I know my thoughts I have towards thee, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know we all have expectations that what it will be at the end of our lives, especially if we have been living for the Lord. But I have two parables I want to share, and I may paraphrase some in order to cut the time a little bit. So Matthew 21 through 16 is where this parable is. And it is a landowner who hires his laborers throughout the day, agreeing to pay them a penny. All the workers received a penny at the end of the day, regardless of how long they worked. So as we examine this parable, God illustrates the generosity, really, of his kingdom. And a landowner then goes out early in the morning, and he hires his workers, and he agrees to pay them a penny for the day, and he sends them to work. Later in the day, he goes out again, and he hires more workers, promising them a fair wage. He hires more workers at various times throughout the day. And when evening comes, he pays all of the workers a penny, beginning with the first and to the last. So those who were hired early in the day and worked the entire day, it says they grumbled that the workers hired later received the same amount. And the landowner responds that it is not wrong for him to be generous to the last workers, even if it meant that the same amount was with the first. He asked if it was against the law for him to do what he wants with his own money, and if he should be jealous, or if they should be jealous. He is kind to others. So we think of everyone receiving the same pay from beginning to the end. Some working for a long time, but it was extended to all who were willing to respond to his cause. So the rewards in God's kingdom are not based on merit or how long a person has served, but on God's generosity and grace. God is free to do as he pleases with his own, and his decisions are not subject to our judgment. The parable also cautions against jealousy and ungratefulness when others receive blessings, even if they seem to be less deserving in the human eyes. The next parable is from Luke 15 and 11 through 32. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And we're all familiar with this one. It's concerning the prodigal son. and the son who never left but stayed in the field. And it said the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of my goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in riotous living. Well, we know the rest of the story, that a famine came, and he began to be in want, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that particular country, and sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. But he came to himself, and he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say, Father, I have sinned against thee and before heaven, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. And he was, when he was yet afar off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said this to him, I'm not worthy to be your son, but make me your servant. And the father said, oh no, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, his shoes, a ring on his hand, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this was my son, who was dead and alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. But there was an older son in the field, and he wondered what the music was all about. And he called one of the servants and asked. And he said, well, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came the father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years. Oh, sometimes we think because we have worked for the Lord for many years, we deserve the recognition. And that's how this brother was. These many years do I serve thee, neither did I transgress. And at any time thy command, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son cometh, which hath devoured thy living, thou hast killed him a fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should be merry and glad, for For this thy brother was dead and alive again, and was lost and is found. Many lessons could be found in this, because most of us, maybe at one point in our life, we departed, we wasted our goods, and yet we came to ourselves. I'm so glad I did, aren't you? I'm thinking about the pay for even those who work longer and shorter. And I have to say, eternal life is a free gift offered through Jesus Christ, not something earned through good works. Can't be longer for those who worked longer or harder. It can't be shorter, saying for like Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." And he got the same pay as those who had lived for God from the beginning, you might say. And maybe those who live and worked for the Lord until old might think, "Is that fair?" And yes, it is fair. I'm thinking about even my daughter Jen, her life was taken when she was just 15. Did she and Colleen get a penny? I would say they did. And what about those who have labored all of these years? Are they expecting some kind of greater eternity? Maybe two pennies? No. He said, "I want to give you an expected end. I know my thoughts I have towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. I want to give you your expected end." And that would be eternal life. So I'm expecting eternal life. You are expecting eternal life. So I have a song that the Lord gave me many years ago. And it was at the beginning of my ministry. And I had never heard this song, but my tears filled my eyes when I heard these words. "So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil for me alone. So send I you to bind the bruised and the broken, or wandering souls to work, to weep, to wake, to bear burdens of the world aweary. So send I you to suffer for me alone. So send I you to loneliness and longing, with heart a hungering for the loved and known, forsaking home and kindred and friend and dear one. So send I you to know my love alone." You know how that Now that's not all of it there, but the disciples even said, oh, we've left home and family and all of these things for you. And yet the scripture says that if we do not leave all, we're not worthy to be his disciple. So the rest of the song, so send I you to leave your life's ambition, to die to dear self, self will resign, to labor long and love where men revile you. So send I you to lose your life in mine. So my final little statement here is eternal life, which would be heaven, will surely be worth it all. Let us all pray for one another. Amen.